T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
At the age of 41, Kobe Bryant was killed in a helicopter crash. Please join us in a moment of silence for Kobe Bryant.
Dale Arnold.
Life is too short to get bogged down and be discouraged. You have to keep moving.
You give that person next to you whatever thing you have wrong in your life with them. This might be small or big. Let that go.
Rich Keefe.
Thank you guys for all the motivation. Thank you for all the inspiration. This has been absolutely beautiful, you guys. I can't believe it's come to an end.
Dale and Keefe, middays. On the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Well, as Nick and I were just talking about, as the shows were two ships passing in the night, kind of hard to be happy on a day like this when you do what we do for a living, and considering what happened yesterday, there won't be a lot of yucks available over the next 4 hours, I don't think.
No, and just a really weird day yesterday. You know, I don't know exactly what time you guys all got the news, but, you know, anywhere around 2:30 or so, somewhere in the afternoon, then you're trying to piece together everything, like what's real, what isn't. Like, unfortunately, that became such a mess. But the first thing it was when it was confirmed just about Kobe Bryant, just really weird, you know, just an odd feeling. And then watching some of the NBA games yesterday, including the Celtics, and then their reaction to it, it was just, it was bizarre.
Well, you know, what was interesting is I was driving to the barbershop, and I heard this on the radio, and they had made the point of, this is like, and I wasn't around for JFK or you know, Martin Luther King, but you'll always remember the moment in time where you were at when you heard about Kobe Bryant passing away, because I think he was on that level of a superstar, like one of those, you know, take away the athlete, but just the person that kind of could just transcend everything. Mm-hmm. And I'll never forget, I was in the barbershop, my kid's getting a haircut, and boom, and I was like,
no.
I saw the TMZ, I was like, man, this is fake. What's going on here, you know? And then you go through Twitter, and then you're like, not fake news, what's right. really nope.
There
real?
Was a lot of that,
right? Yeah,
unfortunately. Yeah. Well, I was telling Rich, I'm literally standing in my kitchen. I'm making a stew for my wife and I for dinner. I've got the TV on in the kitchen, but I think I'm watching Building Alaska or something on DIY. It's just like background noise.
Right.
Had no idea. And we're in the text chain, and I get the text from John. And my very first thought when I saw it was, somebody's going to be in a lot of trouble for getting this wrong.
Right.
Right. Oh, I mean, you were
thinking, I thought,
so,
there
yeah.
is no way this happened.
No, a lot of people got stuff wrong, but TMZ wasn't one of them. And I know the LA County Sheriff had a lot of issues with TMZ for reporting it before the families could know. And I can understand being upset about that. But the reality is, all these other news outlets that, you know, one outlet, all of his daughters were on it. The next outlet, none of his daughters were on it. One out, Rick freaking Fox is on there. Like, they just were so out of control trying to get these scoops and details of a death, of 9 deaths, as it turned out. Well, 4 people died, 5 people died, 9 people died. Like, figure it out. And TMZ, again, if you want to be upset because the families didn't know, I guess that's understandable. But at least their stuff was right.
Right, they were pretty accurate. They even were the first that announced that his 13-year-old daughter was on the
plane. I was watching ABC when Matt Gutman did his report. Like, I actually saw it.
Yeah.
And Matt Gutman, it's fine. He's ABC News. You know, he's a legitimate newsman, quote unquote. And I'm watching literally as he says all 4 of his daughters were on the plane. And I turned to my wife and I said, wait a minute. And you start doing some simple logical things. His youngest daughter was born last July, I think it is. She's literally like 6-7 months old.
She's pretty young.
Oh, wow.
And even Matt Gutman said his wife Vanessa was not on the plane. On the helicopter. I'm thinking, so Kobe's got his 7-month-old daughter on the helicopter, but the wife is home?
Right. But you could think that, you could see that as being a possibility, because if you knew about the Kobe Bryant helicopter stuff,
He's been using this thing for years.
Right, yeah, he's been using it for years, so he's probably, you know, for him it was probably like, you know, driving, you know, from Saugus to East Boston, in the sense of he's probably made this trip hundreds of times, gone on his helicopter. So that could have been a possibility. That was what I was thinking is, you know, here's a guy who knows what his wife might have been busy doing something else. He's grabbed the kids and he's got to shoot up the road. And the way he does it is through, you know, by a helicopter. You go, that's something that's possible.
And so I've always been one of those people that I am surprised how hard a lot of other people take celebrity deaths. I've always been one of these people that says, you don't know them. Right? Like, it's not a family member. It's not somebody that
you're close to. If you're an NBA player and you did know him, you'd understand.
No, but this, I'm telling you, for me, this was different. Because, again, I've seen, whether it's, you know, a musician and you happen to like their music, or an actor and you happen to like their movies, or an athlete and you were a fan of theirs, I've always said, yeah, it's sad and I feel bad for their families, but I don't know that person.
But that's the legacy of this guy.
But this one was different for me. This one, when I read it, and I didn't believe it at first, and then, you know, you check a couple other sources and it was confirmed, and it was literally like when people say you kind of like stop and you stop in your tracks and you can't even move, like that's what it did. I was like kind of frozen by it. I'm like, I don't know why I had that reaction, but I did.
Well, that's
like, this is unbelievable.
That's why when I said, when I heard the person on the radio say it, for like people that might have been younger in high school during when JFK was assassinated, they can instantly remember back to or when Martin Luther King was assassinated.
Yeah, I'm not going that far with you.
But this
is not of the same caliber as JFK or Martin Luther King.
I think it's up on the level as far as
guys were murdered would also be like, that's just like a sense of like chaos around it.
Right, but I'm not talking about the way that they died. I'm just talking about the presence that they had. There are going to be kids that are 13, 14 years old, or even NBA players that are in the league now that...
Oh, the whole league... It was impacted by Kobe. I mean, you think about the average age of the player in the league right now. I mean, we've heard stories about...
Vince Carter came in together. Vince Carter's still playing.
Yeah.
Well, they said he's one of the most popular athletes in China. So this guy was just... He was a glow...
He was working out with Jason Tatum. He works out with a bunch of players.
Right, but I mean, when you look at him, just more than basketball, he was doing all this. He won an Oscar. He was doing stuff with...
Oh, yeah.
He was doing all different types of stuff. He was doing his Under Armour with the MLS and soccer.
Yeah.
So when you think about Kobe Bryant, he was one of those... people, and I'm not going to say athletes, that's why I would throw him into that category. He was one of those people that they were such a global,
like an icon.
You're going to be in 30 years, you're going to be sitting there going, I'll never forget where I was when I heard the news of Kobe Bryant.
Yeah, if you think of just and I'm with you, Wiggy, like it's probably more than athletes, but just as a sports fan, if you look at athletes over the last 25 years. Like he's on that short list. Like, I don't know how you want to rank him or whatever else, but when you just think of guys that had such an impact, and you talk about how popular the sport is worldwide,
right?
And how this is one of the guys that in 1996 came out of high school, right? And all in his second year in the league, he's in the All-Star game. Next thing you know, he's winning titles. He's on Team USA. Like, he's doing all of that stuff. A 20-year career, and I would say, so I'm in my mid-30s, so anybody my age or younger, we didn't really get a chance to see Magic and Bird.
Right.
We know of them, right? Like, they obviously, at the very end of their careers, I remember watching, but I was very little. So we had Jordan. Like, I grew up, and my generation grew up with Jordan, but then right after Jordan came Kobe Bryant. And obviously there was some overlap there. But Kobe was the guy.
And the comparison to Jordan, too.
Everyone's like, you're never going to see another Jordan. You're right. Jordan's the best.
We didn't.
But Kobe's pretty damn close.
Right.
Like, he was right there, just the way they played.
You know, we had this discussion in the office earlier. You know, and Kobe Bryant is one of the all-time greats.
Top 10.
Ironically, this is his Hall of Fame year. He was a lock, first ballot Hall of Famer for the Basketball Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
I mean no disrespect when I say this, when I say he's the third greatest Laker. Forget about the third greatest player ever.
But they have
he's
one of
the third greatest Laker.
Well, but
Kareem and Magic are ahead of him in my opinion.
But see, I don't know, because that's your opinion, and I'm fine with that.
That's all it is.
But you can argue.
But that's also the second best franchise in basketball.
Right.
So, I mean, being the third, he's still, to me, he's in the top 10
well,
all
like,
time.
Well, like Rich and I were doing this right, you know, in the back. Like, you can make the argument that Kobe's better than Magic, right? You could argue that case, and there would be people that would side with you. There would be people that wouldn't side with you. The point when you look at Kobe Bryant and him as an athlete. The thing that he, I think, that really, you know, we know his basketball took him to a different stratosphere. But then his kind of life after basketball.
Mm-hmm. I didn't really know much about it, tell you the truth.
Well, that way, but when you look at all the things that he was doing with the ESPN Plus.
I mean, I know about the Oscar. I remember you know, when he won the Oscar for that short, animated short.
Yeah.
I knew about that. I didn't really know much about his. He kind of disappeared for a while.
I know he did a lot of this stuff. He was pretty big for both like the WNBA and like women's soccer.
Yeah, he was a huge advocate of both of them.
And that had a lot to do with the fact that his
he's got four daughters,
but Gianna, unfortunately, the daughter who was with him yesterday, seemed to be the most athletic of the. In some respects, as it was going on yesterday, I'm thinking if you're the older daughter. She's like 3 or 4 years older
17,
than Gianna.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, the way everybody's talking about her, you know, I'm his daughter too.
Yeah.
I almost felt bad for her. It's like he's got one daughter and she went down in the helicopter.
Right, but I think the thing that connects with Kobe and the daughter that, you know, ultimately passed away was, and he had said this, her love for the game.
Sure.
Which brought him back into like going to game because they were always videoed and filmed courtside somewhere. So you, it's not that he didn't love his other daughters any less, but there was a one daughter.
No, but the reaction to everybody else. I agree with you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure he loved all of four of his daughters equally, but the reaction out there is he only had one daughter because she was the one who died with him.
Yeah. Well, depending on what report you read.
Right.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah,
I know. It was four. I mean, it was just, that got out of hand yesterday.
And I think that's the thing when you look at Kobe Bryant, and you know, you might not have known of some of the stuff that he was doing, you know, after his career. But
Did you?
Yeah, he was.
I mean, other than the Oscar thing?
The focus he was doing on the ESPN Plus, kind of like what Peyton Manning does. I think it's Peyton's Places.
Yeah.
I got to be honest with you, ESPN Plus sort of, I know it's out there, but have you watched one of these Peyton Places things?
I have.
The Brady one?
Yeah. I've watched a few of them. And when you're the focus where he was just, they use that a lot during like the NBA playoffs and postseason.
Oh, yeah, because players would go to him all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like much like you'd always hear about like Hakeem Olajuwon or Kareem working with the big guys, like all the wings wanted to work with Kobe. Like,
right.
All the young guys that were scorers all want to work with Kobe. And he gives back all the time.
And I think the other thing that really takes him to another level, you know, maybe even a high, I don't want to say higher level than Jordan, but a level that Jordan probably didn't have was the social media aspect of it, right? You think about it.
Yeah, because obviously he missed that.
He missed that. That's
the single biggest difference about this death as opposed to others. Elvis or John Lennon.
Right.
Or, you know, this is the social media era.
Well, you could jump in there and you could find out immediately what everybody thought about it. And you saw all kinds of reactions.
It took the normal reaction and exploded it.
Right.
Yeah.
And, but not even that. That just to say, like, you know about this. But think about how many more people got to know Kobe Bryant that might not be basketball fans, but just because of the social media element to it. That they might
see.
Right,
like him coaching his daughter in basketball, you wouldn't have known before, right? I'm sure a lot of players in the 80s, once they retired, they probably coached their son or their daughter, and they move on with their life. With Kobe, you could see it, right?
Right.
We saw some of the video of him courtside talking with her, or we saw them at practice, or he had that, you know, he had a post about, you know, the team and all this other stuff and, like, talking about their record and everything else. So, you got a little bit more behind
the scenes. And he had just said that about LeBron, you know, who passed him for...
Like, literally, it was less than 24 hours.
Right, who passed him for points. And I've said this, the thing that I remember most about Kobe Bryant, it wasn't anything he did on the basketball court. It was that lasting image of him talking to his daughter courtside.
Which I had not seen until yesterday. I didn't see it until yesterday.
Yeah.
And talking
and
to
it was beautiful and wonderful, but I hadn't even seen it.
Right, but I mean, you know, it's amazing that you didn't see that because the video was viral
everywhere.
And it's been around for, you know, a couple weeks. But that's the one thing that you'll remember, at least for me, that you remember is him just in that regular moment as any father with their son or their daughter sitting at a basketball game where they both, or any sport, they have a love for this sport, and the father or the mother, whoever it might be, sitting there saying, hey, here's what you need to do. See what he's doing here. And you could just, like, you could feel that moment.
You could read her lips. She was talking about pressure. And obviously they were talking about defense. He was a great defensive player.
Right.
And she's talking about, you could, I don't read lips great, but the one thing I could read was pressure.
Right.
And then he's describing it, and then he's nodding because she's getting it, you know, and it's such a cool thing to see.
And that's the image that I'll always remember about Kobe Bryant. I mean, he's got, you know, you can think about the hundreds of thousands of highlights that he has of him, you know, fadeaway jump shot or dunking on people. But there's something about that image because it was so recent, and it shows him as a normal person teaching his daughter about basketball. And you're sitting there, you're going, wait a second, this is Kobe Bryant, one of the greatest basketball players, to sit here and he's teaching his young daughter, who has love for the game, the ins and outs. And that, I think, is an image that, at least for me, will be something that I'll remember forever more than any highlight that he had.
And obviously, Kobe Bryant is the name that everybody thinks of. There are other people who died in this accident as well. And John Altobelli, the college coach in Southern California, and his wife and his daughter died. The young lady who was the coach at the elementary school, you know, died and left a husband and left kids. And John Altobelli, as it turns out, his son, JJ, is a Red Sox scout.
Right.
You know, he managed in the Cape League with the Brewster Whitecaps, managed Aaron Judge, among others, and, you know, helped kind of set him on the way to the greatness that followed. I know that we are people who, you know, focus on the name.
Right.
And the name is Kobe Bryant. I just hope we don't forget that, you know, there were seven other people in addition to Kobe and Gianna
I think a lot of people, you know, ultimately know that when you find out that it's nine people. But it's, you know, it's just like anything else. When somebody is such a huge celebrity. That's ultimately the person that you focus on, and then you know.
You think about it, like as a basketball fan, you are aware of this guy at the latest 1996.
Yeah.
You know, so just, you've been paying attention, and he had a 20-year NBA career.
Right.
Right. I mean, that is such a long time to be playing. And like, I was almost, weren't you a little surprised that he's only 41? Like, I don't know. I guess I didn't really think about it.
Now, but Rich Eisen said there was a rumor out there that Kobe Bryant was considering coming back to play one more year for the Lakers just so he could play a year with LeBron James.
Wow.
And you know what? I bet he could.
He probably could.
I mean, he looked like he was in incredible shape still.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, he'd have to train and get himself ready, but I bet he could.
Yeah,
I mean, Vince Carter's playing, and he's 41.
Right. Yeah. But, you know, and that's why I think about this. And and it's not just for the – because the other thing that you've seen because of social media is the effect that he has – on the lives of the current NBA players. You know, I heard Kemba Walker talking about
him. Oh, there's shadow. You see DeMar DeRozan?
Yeah.
Popovich was trying to console him
on the
bench.
Kawhi Leonard.
I know this will set you off, and I don't mean to, but they said Kyrie Irving left the arena, just couldn't do it. When he found out, he literally left the arena and just said, I can't play tonight.
And
I don't blame him, by the way.
Right. And his impact
on... I mean, he probably wouldn't have played anyway.
He was supposed to
have played. He's got a hamstring. He's done that before, too.
His impact on the current players, then you factor in that.
He's their guy.
Right. And not only is he their guy, but he's also the guy for a lot of 13, 14-year-old young kids that are playing. When you think about it, how many kids now are playing basketball that maybe look to Jordan as their idol or like inspire to be
Jordan?
Those
guys are phased out. I mean, the guys that looked up to Jordan, I mean, are probably Vince and Kobe and, you know, those type of guys. So those guys are phased out. So it's Kobe and, you know, obviously the younger guys, it's LeBron and Curry and those things. But there's a big range of people right now that are all Kobe guys.
And factor in is obviously a sneaker line, which is huge in the basketball world for young kids.
Well, that's what it was. I mean, he also had that sense of cool, whereas like Tim Duncan was also one of the great all-time players, but it was just different, right? Like his personality was different, like his endorsement deals were different.
It's the Mamba mentality,
like all that,
right?
That whole thing,
That whole thing that he created and that scar, that look, he never smiled. And Jerry West, I heard him talking about it, the comparison between him and Magic. Magic always had a smile on his face, and Kobe always had this snarl, this look.
Oh, he was as competitive as Jordan.
I said to Richard earlier, the record, the Kobe record that I don't think will ever be broken, Somebody may, and somebody probably will score more than 80 in a game. Mm-hmm. I mean, the way they shoot today and the way they score today, yeah. somebody will.
81.
But the one that I think will never be broken is scoring 60 in your last game.
That's 60 impressive.
In the last game you play in the NBA.
Yeah, he took a few shots.
There were
a few shots that game.
But you know what, man? You score 60 in your last game ever.
Yeah.
And you know what you're basically saying is, I could still play, you know.
Right. I think a lot of people felt that way even when he retired.
He took 50 shots in that game.
Like, you know.
50? Really?
Yeah. Like, wow. Kobe got a little gas. Kobe got a little gas in the tank. You just need to put him around the right cast of characters.
Oh, yeah.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. Text line is 37937. We're working on a couple of guests we hope to bring you between now and 2 o'clock when OMF comes through the door. But I'm sure everybody was as stunned as we were, as everybody else was in the sports world especially, but even outside the sports world with the news yesterday. 617-779-7937. It's Dale and Keefe with Wiggy, and it's time to trend.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now back to Dale and Keith, WEEI.
Do you think your daughter might want to play in the WNBA?
She does, for sure.
She does?
Like, I don't. I mean, this kid, man.
She's wouldn't like, that be great?
Dude, man, I'm telling you. The best thing that happens is when we go out and fans will come up to me and she'll be standing next to me and they'll be like, hey, you got to have a boy. You and V got to have a boy, man. You got somebody carry on the tradition, the legacy. She's like, oi, I got this. You know, boy for that, I got you. Like, that's right. Yes, you do. You got this.
That video came out yesterday. A bunch of videos came out yesterday. But I loved the story that he told Kimmel and the swagger that his daughter obviously had as well. I got this.
Yeah.
Good for her.
Yeah. Pretty something.
It was an incredible afternoon and evening. You couldn't stop. I couldn't stop watching. I'd go from channel to channel to get different perspectives.
No, and I think there were some guys that really did. I mean,
Jay Williams
was really impressive.
Unbelievable yesterday.
What a tough spot to be put into. You know, it's weird for us, and we don't even know them. You know, so a lot of these guys that are thrown onto a camera know them very well, and they have to try to react to it. I mean, moments after they've heard the news. And you saw around the league yesterday guys like Doc Rivers and Popovich and just coaches that coached against him, coached him in like the Olympics or whatever, and they had to try to make sense of it all, or not even make sense of it, but just sort of, you know, get out there and try to, you know, help their players too, because then once, you know, the players probably weren't going to be in a great situation to try to react to it. And you could tell on the court a lot of them were just so devastated by the news, but I think a lot of the coaches did a pretty good job of, you know, trying to talk about it.
Let's hear from Jay Williams yesterday on ESPN.
Today's a tough day. Today's a hard day. And I hope that everybody at home, you give that person next to you, whatever thing you have wrong in your life with them, if this might be small or big, let that go. Doesn't matter. I know I curse. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
None of that stuff matters, man. This is it's about life and being precious with every damn second we have here. Because from somebody who knows who almost happened to me like that, man, it's just over. It's done randomly, arbitrarily. And, you know, his four girls and his wife, we need to come around them and support them and help them. And the NBA should cancel all games today. I don't really know what else to say.
I actually agreed with him. You couldn't cancel the afternoon games. I mean, you literally had people heading for arenas or in arenas. I thought from like the Celtics-New Orleans game, which was at 6 p.m., from that time frame on, I thought they probably should have called them off.
I had no problem with them playing the games, and I thought, you know, the players, you saw Trae Young wearing number 8.
Right.
You saw the players in warm-ups, you know, a lot of them wearing the Kobe's. You saw the 24-second violations to sort of honor them a little bit.
I don't know who thought that up, but it was very cool.
I thought that was a good idea. So I thought, you know, just moving on with the games, and even though a lot of those guys were obviously affected by it, I think that was the right thing to do.
Right.
Like, just to get back to basketball.
And then, like a lot of people you heard from that talked about him said that that's what he would have wanted, because he was so competitive. He would have wanted for people to continue to do.
Yeah, Kawhi Leonard after the game was like, he would have wanted me to go out there and, I think he had 30 in the game and everything else.
Right, because you could see Kobe doing something very similar to that. If he was in that position where he was playing and one of his heroes passed away, you could see him going out there and scoring 50 and then afterwards basically saying, this is in honor of, this. Because you got to understand, a lot of these players, they went to basketball camps when they were younger, and Kobe Bryant was the guy.
He was the guy.
He was the guy that was there. Or when you think about the Kyrie Irving, it was the Olympic basketball team where, they built some of their friendship. And, you're battling, playing against these guys. And what's pretty cool is if you go on social media, and that's the cool thing about some social media, is that you'll see these guys playing pickup basketball all the time against each other.
Oh, yeah,
so sure. Think about the relationships that they build with each other, and for a lot of these players now, I mean, he was the guy for them.
I'll say this, and obviously, Kobe Bryant was a complicated man. I think that was the term that Jackie McMullen used in the great piece she wrote for ESPN. You can't ignore what happened to him because he didn't ignore it. Back in 2003, 2004, the charges in Denver, the sexual assault charges.
Right.
He said afterwards, the young lady, the victim, refused to testify. The judge dismissed the charges because she wouldn't testify. Kobe said he was remorseful, to his credit, his everlasting credit. He said, I thought it was consensual. I was wrong.
Right.
I'm sorry. To me, it's an example of somebody actually overcoming a huge, unbelievably awful thing,
right.
And turning your life around. He had one other instance where he used an expletive towards an official in an NBA game. He used a gay slur to his credit again. He didn't just say, hey, look, I'm sorry, my bad. He went to GLAAD meetings. He got involved.
Right.
He learned about it.
Yeah.
He figured out how to make himself better by his mistake.
Yeah, he overcome. I mean, like a lot of people, we're all flawed, right?
Sure.
Nobody's perfect. We all make mistakes. We do things. It's about when you make that mistake, what are you doing to be remorseful? What's your redemption story, right? Are you continuing that pattern of behavior? Or are you saying, no, I'm going to change who I am, and I'm going to try to give back and do a lot of different things? And I think that's the thing that we should – that should stick out about Kobe. Here's a guy that did something or was in a situation that wasn't a very good look, and he was able to right his wrongs and overcome that and ultimately.
Yeah, because, I mean, you saw that a lot yesterday, too, on Twitter, where just like a lot of people. I mean, Twitter's a disaster anyway, but you saw a lot of people. That's their first reaction, right? That's they go, yo, what happened in Colorado?
Oh, I've already
What's
seen
going
on the
with Kobe
text
in
machine
Colorado?
Here. Oh, nice, celebrating a rapist.
Yeah.
Did well, he
first of all, do we know that he did that?
No,
do we know,
no, no.
He did it.
No.
Did he rape her?
No, he didn't rape her. He thought it was consensual. He said that.
Right, but
I don't want to. We're not here to dig up all of the past on this lady.
Right.
But if you go and look into some of that a little bit,
yes.
I remember when it was going on at the time, because it was obviously a monster story, and that's what the headline is. He's charged with rape. And that's what a lot of people read. And they always read the first thing and they never really follow up on it. And that's fine. That's how you live your life. But if you kind of follow up on it a little bit more.
She had some issues.
I would say so.
Yes, she had
I would say so. And I'm sure that that didn't help. But there was a lot going on there.
Right.
I would just leave it at that. There was a lot going on with her. I think Kobe, and he even admitted, what he's 100% guilty of was cheating on his wife.
Yes.
And you remember it came a little bit of a punchline because he ended up buying his wife like the biggest $5 million ring you've ever seen
million,
in your life.
Yeah, $5 million ring.
So she forgave him. She's still with him, right? He's not married to me. He's not married to you. Like, he's married to Vanessa, and they stayed together. And it seemed like, as just on the outside, as a husband and a father, he had made strides, right? It seemed like he had sort of changed his life.
And you're going to view that incident, right? You're going to, like, what people texting in, they're going to view that incident from how they feel about Kobe Bryant, the person. Mm-hmm. Because when you look at it, it's one of those things, and at the end of the day, it was a he said, she said, here's what we know, here's what we don't know. Right. Ultimately, she doesn't, you know, it never goes to a criminal trial. He's never charged.
It went to it. The judge dismissed the charges.
Right. So it was dismissed because she didn't want to get on the stand, right? And so when we're not putting anything on her, it gets to a point where he settles out in a civil case. And it's one of those incidents where you go, depending on how I feel about Kobe Bryant, here's what's my judgment is going to be about him. Right. But it should be, what does he then do after that? Mm-hmm. Does his behavior continue? Is are there another couple of women who he's had situations with, or run-ins with the law, whatever it may be? What does he then do to make up for the situation he was in? What's his then redemption story? And I think with Kobe Bryant,
I'd like to think he did redeem himself. I mean, based on what we know of his life
right.
from then on, mm-hmm. and every indication, again, I don't know the man.
No.
Every indication is he was a doting father to all four of his daughters. Every indication is he was a good and faithful husband from that point until yesterday, and I'd like to think that it's possible for people to redeem themselves.
Yes, and you should. People have been given the opportunity to have second, third chance, fourth chance. We've seen people redeem themselves after four or five or six different chances. The thing that you look at, and the thing that I look at when I look at people, and I'm saying, okay, what do they do with their life after their situations? And if it's a, like you said, Dale, a long period of time where, you know, he was very involved in women's sports and obviously youth sports, especially for young girls. And, you know, granted, it's because he had daughters. He's very involved in that. He's involved in a lot of other things. And there were never other situations that you look and go, okay, this dude is kind of an a-hole, right? Like, you don't look and go, okay, he is kind of an a-hole and he did this and he did that. I think ultimately you can look at Kobe Bryant and go, hey, for whatever you might have thought about him, he did turn his life around and he did do some great things.
There is, in Major League Baseball, nobody will ever wear the number 42 again. Mm-hmm. In the National Hockey League, the number 99 has been retired for Wayne Gretzky. Mark Cuban has already announced that the Dallas Mavericks nobody will ever wear the number 24 again. I would have no problem if Adam Silver in the NBA had a league-wide referendum. Now, in the Celtics case, it's already been retired for Sam Jones anyway. But I'd have no problem if they did that in the NBA.
Yeah, I wonder if they would pick 24 or 8. I don't know if you can pick both.
Or what you could do is you go, like in the Celtics case, 24 is already retired, so what we'll do is retire number 8.
No, you got to pick one.
Yeah, you probably do.
And in this case, I think 24, like Mark Cuban has already said, 24.
Yeah.
But I would ask you this, though, right?
You're not going to retire two numbers.
I would ask you this.
That's a lot.
If Jordan wore two numbers or Magic.
I would pick one.
Okay, so you would say.
Yeah, you probably need to pick one.
You would only stick with one, even if you were talking. All right. All right, then. If you feel that way, I mean, I feel like, why not? He was such a huge part of basketball, I would retire both of them.
See, I don't think I would necessarily retire them, but I would just be real careful on who you issue it to. And it could be a player that, you know, idolized Kobe and wants to wear the number. Mm-hmm. You know, you just randomly give it out. But if there's a guy that, you know, it means a lot to him, say next year, to switch his number to 24 or to 8, I think they should be allowed to do that.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. We'll get right to the calls with you. Coming up next, it's Dale and Keefe with Wiggy, Sports Radio, WEEI.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Now back to Dale and Keefe on the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
On my way into the arena, I thought of Bill Gallo. Gallo is the legendary sports cartoonist. When Thurman Munson passed away, the next day he had an unbelievably touching cartoon. And it was his two characters that he had, Basement Bertha and Yucky. And the cartoon read, Basement Bertha saying, "No, Yucky, I just don't feel like playing ball today." And she was crying. And that's the way I think a lot of us feel here tonight. Just don't feel like broadcasting. I know a lot of the players, excuse me, don't feel like playing. It's just a sad, sad day.
Yeah, it's probably the reason why I wouldn't have minded if the NBA postponed the games for last night. I would have understood if they said, look, right, we can't call off. People didn't know until it had happened until like 1 o'clock in the afternoon, Eastern right. time. There were people on their way into arenas for afternoon games. You can't send them home. But if they had called it off later in the day, I'd have been fine.
Yeah, I don't think there's any... If they call them off, if they play them, I don't think it's bad in any way.
Yeah, I'm with you. Not like, I wasn't like, oh, they need to do one or the other. I think playing it was almost kind of cathartic in a way because you were.
Although most of them looked like they'd rather be anywhere but.
No, but I mean, Trae Young goes out there and wears the jersey and scores like 45. And he puts up a stat that only Kobe had done, or the most recent guy to do it was Kobe. Like,
by the way, it's a weird thing, and we were wondering about this. So Trae Young comes out wearing number 8, and you're thinking, that's really cool. And then, I guess at halftime or sometime, they made him switch back to 11.
Yeah, I don't know what that was about.
They wouldn't let him just wear it for the night?
I don't really get that. I don't know. I didn't know what the details were on that. But I, just as a basketball fan, you know, for a few hours, you're reading all the different reports. You're watching the news. They're, again, updating the story every 10 seconds with something new, sometimes something wrong. But then, for me anyway, at like 6:30 to see the Celtics and the Pelicans, I needed that. I was happy to be able to watch basketball, even though again the Celtics looked like they were really affected by it. They played terribly, but overall, I was just happy to have basketball on.
You know, you think Kobe had such a long career,
yeah,
and for all of his career, he was one of the most dominating players in the league, and I think a lot of things that hits home for him. You know, a lot of people, maybe myself, is that this guy was always in the conversation. Like, he was one of those athletes in basketball, in the basketball world, when you said, okay, is there anybody that you could ultimately make the argument for of being better than Jordan or being on his level? I'm not saying that there is, but there were people, and they might have been crazy, that would have said Kobe Bryant, right?
I think he wasn't Jordan, but he was the closest thing before or after.
Right.
Like, he was just like the way he played, the way he scored, the way he looked, his competitiveness. Like, that's one thing
off the charts. It went from Kobe to Jordan, and then went from Kobe to LeBron.
Right, and that's what we've seen now as an NBA fan for the last 35 years. It's been
those
three
better,
guys.
Kobe or LeBron? Is it, you know, that would be the argument. So I think that's the thing about Kobe Bryant that, you know, just made him such a spectacular basketball player.
Let's get to the calls with you guys. Ed's down on the Cape. Hey, Ed.
Yeah, I was surprised by the immediate reaction of several media members like Chris Broussard, who immediately said this was the most unexpected, tragic sports death he had ever seen in sports, forgetting about Marshall College's football team when
he's
team
probably not old enough to remember that.
Right.
Yeah, but also, is this chopper crash going to affect Tom Brady re-signing with the Pats? Because he's too scared to take a chopper from Connecticut to Gillette for practice?
I don't think he was ever going to do that anyway.
Yeah, I don't know about that one.
I mean, of all the things to worry about today, whether this affects Tom Brady re-signing with the Patriots seems kind of far off my radar.
Yeah, right. Not going there. And although, I mean, I don't know how many of these athletes do fly around, or forget athletes. Well, how many famous people go.
Did Philip Rivers do it?
Helicopter?
Yeah,
he might have.
I thought he was taking a helicopter.
Yeah, I wonder if that changes.
No, he had this tricked out van thing.
Oh, is that what he did?
He was watching film in the van. Okay. And,
maybe.
I don't know of any other athlete who was doing it on a regular basis like he was.
Yeah, because Kobe was doing this when he was playing. He was taking it to the Staples Center from wherever he lived in California. So this was something that, like I said, for him it was probably like getting in the car and just driving to, you know, to the local store every day.
Except, according to the police, they shouldn't have been flying. The police helicopters were grounded yesterday.
But then
they wouldn't let the police helicopters go up And
didn't the police helicopters, weren't they the ones that flew in to get him afterwards?
Well, after there was the accident, they said, look, we got to go. No, the police, during their press conference, said the conditions were not proper for flying the helicopter yesterday. And now, I don't know if it was the pilot who said, no, we're good. Don't worry, Kobe, we got this. Or if Kobe said, hey, let's go. We'll never know the answer to that.
Right, nor
does it really matter at this point.
No, it doesn't. And at the place that, like the airport, right, the controller, don't they usually have some say in saying, oh, it's too bad to fly, or if
legit can't go?
Pilot's discretion?
Yeah.
617-779-7937. Right back to the calls with you in just a couple of minutes. Dale and Keith, Wiggy's in the house today, Sports Radio WEEI.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.